Hello,
Hello,
I'm calling from FIU. We're conducting a survey on residents' perceptions of hurricane threat and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and your household. I need to speak to one of the adults responsible for the household. Will that be you?
Who is the survey for?
It's about hurricane threats and damage reduction. We're calling from FIU, Florida International University.
I will answer what I can.
Okay, thank you for your help. First of all, is your home a single-family home, a townhome, apartment, condominium, manufactured, or mobile home?
You know, a regular house.
And do you own or rent your home?
Own.
And please tell me, what year was your home built? An estimated is fine.
What the value is?
In what
year
was your home built?
Can you spell that last word?
Built.
Yeah, I just can't understand your last word.
Okay. And what year was your home built?
Oh, what year? Okay. It sounds like the same as you. 1999.
Thank you. And how many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
Oh, my. 63, since 1963, so that's 37, 47, 52 years.
Okay. Thank you. And have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following: a tropical storm, a Category 1 hurricane, Category 2, 3, Category 4, or a Category 5 hurricane?
Yes.
Which one did you
remember?
The name?
All of them.
Or the year?
Kate.
You remember all of them?
Kate was 57, 67, 77, 87. Kate was in 1986, if I'm not mistaken. Michael was about 3 years ago.
Okay, and did you remember the category
Katrina,
of Michael? Or Katrina?
Michael was a category, I think he was a 4.
Okay, and Katrina, did you remember the category of Katrina?
I think she was a 4 also. It's just the levees broke.
Okay, and did you remember the year of Katrina or the year of Michael, Category 4?
Katrina was, let's see, I've been in the salon I'm in for 17 years, so what year is this? 2024, so...
Okay.
So 24, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, so 2007, somewhere around 2000, 2 to 2005.
Okay. And did you remember the year of Michael, the Category 4 hurricane that you experienced?
That was, I would say, about 4 years ago.
Okay. Like in 2020?
2021, yeah.
Okay. Just let me document that. So Michael was in 2020 and Katrina in 2005, right? And it was a Category 4. Thank you so much. And now, have you or any adult in your household live in a home physically damaged by a hurricane, yes or no?
No.
And how vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane-related tornado or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, just somewhat, or not too vulnerable?
Not too vulnerable. Yeah, I would say a little bit somewhat.
Just somewhat. Okay.
Not too vulnerable. Just where I live, I don't feel real vulnerable in my particular house. If I lived on the south side of town, I would change that.
Correct. But if a serious hurricane threatened your home, how will you prepare? Put up hurricane shelters, buy supplies and equipment, evacuate, call the insurance company, drive to home of a relative, friend in other area, or
if
I will not make any... If a serious hurricane threatens your home. Yes.
Oh, evacuate. Get your butt out.
Okay. And when will you begin to prepare your home for a hurricane? When a hurricane watch is issued? When a hurricane warning is issued? Your home is already prepared and could be secured within a few hours or other.
You mean things like boarding it up or things like being prepared with water?
Okay, so your home is already prepared and could be secured within a few hours. Is that correct?
We keep water and certain medical supplies year-round.
Okay, but I just have three options. When a hurricane watch is issued, when a hurricane warning is issued or your home is already prepared and could be secured within a few hours?
Watch.
Okay. And considering
if the hurricane
yourself,
watch is issued, I don't, let me back up. I do not evacuate for a hurricane watch.
Yes.
The
question is, when will you begin to prepare your home for a hurricane? When a hurricane watch is issued, when a hurricane warning is issued,
yeah,
or your home is already prepared?
Kind of on the warning level.
So which one shall I record for you? When a hurricane watch is issued, when a hurricane
warning
is issued? Warning, okay.
Because warnings can go on for a week.
Considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household will have all the information needed to protect yourself and your home from hurricane damage? Are you very certain, just somewhat certain, or not at all?
Somewhat certain.
And please select your top three sources of information. I have internet sources other than social media, radio, TV, newspapers, friends and family, social media, or WhatsApp. Your top
internet.
Three. Okay, the second one, radio,
top three
TV. Yes, radio, TV, newspapers, friends and family, social media, or WhatsApp.
Radio, TV, social media.
Okay. That's three. And on a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being least prepared to 5 being most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness?
I would give it a 4.
And have any of these factors impact your ability to prepare for a hurricane or a storm? The cost of food or other essentials, cost of housing, property taxes, transportation costs, loss of income or employment, cost of insurance, or cost of childcare? Or none of the above has affected your hurricane preparedness?
We have not been affected, none of the above.
Okay. And is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone, yes or no?
No.
And when will you evacuate? If a hurricane watch is issued, if a hurricane warning is issued, if a Category 3 hurricane or stronger was going to hit your home within 24 hours, if emergency management officials ordered you to evacuate, or probably never?
Oh, when they tell me to evacuate.
Okay. And if you needed to evacuate, where will you go? To a local shelter, to the house of a nearby friend or family, another location within the state, as far as possible to another state, or you will not leave under any circumstances?
I'm 30 minutes from another state, so I don't know how to answer. I would go to a friend's house.
Okay. And how many vehicles are available? Yes. How many vehicles are available in the household?
2.
Thank you. And what is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy? An estimated is fine.
I think it's $1,000.
$2,000. And how confident are you that you could come up with $2,000 for an unexpected hurricane damage? Very certain. Probably come up
very
with $2,000. Okay.
Very certain.
And how has your home insurance rate changed in the last 1 year? Decreased significantly, decreased somewhat, remained the same, increased somewhat, or increased significantly?
Significantly.
In 1 to 3 years? Increase significantly, somewhat, or remain the same?
Increase significantly.
3 to 5 years, somewhat, remain the same, or increase significantly?
Increase significantly.
And what about 5 to 10 years? Increase significantly?
Going back in the last 10 years, it has increased significantly.
Okay. And as a result of this increase, what actions did you take? Change insurance provider, increase amount of deductible, decrease coverage, or nothing? Continue paying higher rate?
Change insurer, increase deductible.
Okay.
Correct.
And if you could insure your property for less than its replacement value, what is the lowest range of replacement value for which you are comfortable insuring? 100%, 80% to less than 100, 60% to less than 80%, or less than
60%? 100.
100. Okay. And now we're almost done with the survey. We're at 65%. Thank you so much for your time.
I know this doesn't impact you,
but I have had two friends that had their houses burned down. They were coworkers. One did not have replacement and one did. So okay. I know what that is. And I know it's important. And I also know that as Florida moves forward, I own three homes. I have two rentals. My replacement cost, they will not give that to me on one of my rentals. So insurance in Florida is terrible.
I understand. You want to be insured for the full replacement value. But which of the following would you consider taking if insurance cost and homeownership cost were to continue increasing at the current rate or higher? Moving to another home within the same county? Moving to another county within Florida? Moving to another state? Or I will not move from my home?
Moving to another state.
And in recent years, there has been a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowner insurance policies. Would you consider it if your mortgage was paid off, yes or no?
No.
And if a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help to reimburse your cost? A federal government, a state government, local government, or do you think government should not be involved in recovery efforts?
Say that again, the question.
Yeah, if a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help to reimburse your costs? The federal government, state government, local government, or government should not be involved?
Federal.
And on a scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that local building codes are being enforced? From 1 to 5.
4.
The local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk. From 1 to 5, how much confidence?
Say the question again.
The local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk. From 1 to 5, how much confidence do you have on that?
The local land?
The local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk. From 1 to 5?
The first word, the luck.
Local land.
L-O-C-A-L?
Yes.
The local land, and what about it?
Use planning takes into account hurricane risk. From 1 to 5?
I'm not sure I understand the question.
The local land, use planning, planning takes into account hurricane risk.
Takes
into account the plan, yes. From 1 to 5?
I would say a 4.
And that new developments take into account hurricane wind risk? From 1 to 5?
3.
That new developments take into account flood risk? From 1 to 5?
4.
And the last one, that building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss? From 1 to 5?
I would say pretty much a 4, a solid 4.
Okay. And the last few questions are about sea level rise. And again, thank you so much for your help. Do you believe sea level rise is happening in Florida? And do you think your property or finances will be affected? Yes, I believe it is happening and I will be affected. Yes, I believe it is happening, but I don't know if I will be affected. Yes, I believe it is happening, but I will not be affected. Or no, I do not believe it is happening.
And did you say global warming?
Do you believe sea level rise is happening in Florida? And do you think your property or finances will be affected?
Sea level rise, yes.
And you will be affected about it?
Yes. I personally won't be, but
And will you consider consider selling your home in the private market as part of a government buyout program or neither?
If, to what end? I mean, why would they want to buy my, you mean because of a hurricane damage?
Because of your property finances. If you think your property or finances will be affected about sea level rise happening in Florida, you say yes.
No, they never give enough.
Okay, but will you consider selling your home in the private market as part of a government buyout program or neither?
Maybe. I'd just say yes.
Which one? So. In the private market or as part of a government buyout program?
In the private market.
Okay.
Well,
and if the government, if the government were to take action on sea level rise, how should they fund those initiatives? Increase income taxes, increase property taxes, increase both income and property taxes, or no actions should be taken?
Print more money. I honestly can't answer that one.
Okay.
Increase taxes on those who can afford it, the wealthy.
But if the government were to take action on sea level rise, what do you think they should fund those initiatives? Increase income taxes, increase property taxes, or increase both? Or no action should be taken?
I would say both.
And most of Florida coastal areas have a very low elevation.
Excuse me, income taxes.
Increase income
taxes. Just both. I'm sorry. I'm thinking it through.
No problem. And most of Florida's coastal areas have a very low elevation above and are especially vulnerable to flooding associated with storm surges. How concerned are you about flooding in your area? Extremely concerned, moderately, somewhat, slightly, or not at all?
Not at all.
And when you purchase your home, which characteristics were the most important? The neighborhood, schools, crime, price, walkability, taxes and fees, insurance rate, float zone, proximity to other family, or proximity to jobs?
I mean, just proximity to everything, so.
But if you had to.
Family, work.
Okay.
I live in an outstanding location. Yeah. Sure.
Okay. And how long do you plan on living in your current address? Less than 1 year? Between 1 to 3? Between 3 to less than 5 years? Between 5 to less than 10 years? Between 10 to less than 20 years? Or more than 20 years?
Let's say 5 to 10 years.
And finally, these last few questions are for general background only, and we will be finished. Could you please tell me your age is between 18 to 34, 35 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 or older?
55 or older.
And what is your gender for quality purposes of the call?
They. No, I'm sorry. It's a female.
Okay. Oh. And including yourself, how many people live in your household? And are
That's
under 12 years old?
Nope.
Are 65 or older?
Yes.
How many?
And we have 2 people that are older than 65.
Okay. Thank you. And what is your marital status? Single, never married, married, or living with partner, widow, divorce, or... Thank you. And what is the highest grade of the school you completed by an adult member of your household?
Master's degree.
Okay. And are you of Hispanic, Latino descent? Yes or no?
No.
And what racial group
Portuguese.
Do you...
Yeah.
Okay. And what racial group do you identify yourself with? White, Caucasian, Black, African-American, Asian, or Native American?
Right. Right.
And what language is most often spoken in your home?
English.
And please tell me which is the income range for your household. Just stop me when I get the right category. It's under $20,000, between $20,000 to less than
$30,000. Seriously, I need a minute to do some math because we have too many sources of income. We have Social Security, so that's going to be $36,000.
Okay, but you can stop me
sorry,
when I get the right category. Okay.
I'm thinking, okay, 36, 1, 2, 3, plus I work, so that's going to be 35, 1, 2, 3, and then we have rental income, which is, that's 12,000. I would say 107,000 a year.
Okay, and these were all the questions I had. This concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your responses and for your participation. Your opinion is very important for us. And thanks again for your help. Have a great day.
And it's hard to get people to participate, I'm sure. You have a good day.
Yes. But thank you so much for your help and for your kindness to help us. And have a great night.
My pleasure.
Thank you. Bye.
You too. Bye-bye.